I don't want a possum in the house. A woman browsing canned green beans next to me glanced my direction, so I lowered my voice when I spoke into the phone. Our house has a no-possum rule. My mother-in-law was perplexed. Since when? Since you told me you caught a possum. I could tell that this was going to turn into an involved conversation, which was not ideal timing considering that I was at the store with two young children. Donald, my two-year-old, was already pleading for snacks. And Lane, my feisty, red-headed one-year-old, began to twist and kick to get out of her seat in the front of the shopping cart. It was getting close to her nap time, and I was going to have to hurry if I wanted to finish this trip before she entered the dreaded pre-nap danger zone. This animal is going to have to stay back at your house when you come visit, okay? I said, hoping in vain to bring a quick end to the conversation. Aren't you a frisky little thing? What? I'm talking to the possum. Anyway, Jennifer, you're the one who told me to catch him. What had actually happened is that my husband's mom, who we call Yaya, mentioned that a possum was digging holes in her yard. I made a passing comment that my son, Donald, would love to see that. In her zeal to delight him and his sister, she caught it and was planning to bring it on her upcoming visit to our house. Yaya, how do you know this animal doesn't have rabies? You don't have rabies, do you? I was pretty sure that the Centers for Disease Control didn't consider asking the animal to be a valid rabies test, but I had more immediate concerns. Donald had begun squirming to get out of his seat next to Lane, and he was knocking into her in protest. I had already tried to invoke the boogeyman of the store manager, reminding him that the store manager gets very mad when little boys get out of carts in his store. Unfortunately, that threat had worn off. I compromised by allowing him to move to the main basket of the cart. I hoisted him into place, a process which was a lot easier when I was not in the third trimester of pregnancy. Normally, I was not crazy enough to take both kids to the store by myself, especially not now that I was pregnant and exhausted. I was an only child who had no background with young children. I had a hard enough time dealing with my life when we were safely confined in our extremely child-proofed home. But I decided to risk this trip because I had run out of heavy cream mid-recipe. I was putting together a tomato bisque recipe I'd gotten from a trendy downtown restaurant back when I had the kind of life where I ate at trendy downtown restaurants. This would be the first time in months that my lunch did not consist of scraps from the kids' food, and my empty stomach rumbled when I anticipated that first savory spoonful. The onions and garlic were already sautéed, currently getting cold in a frying pan on my stove. I just needed to grab this cream and get a few other things on the list. Then I could escape back to my house, have the satisfaction of eating a home-cooked meal, and get everyone down for a long nap. But I wasn't about to explain all that to Yaya. It's a 3-hour drive from your house to ours. You really think it would work to have a possum riding shotgun with you the whole way? Sure, sounds like fun to me. Yaya grew up below the poverty line in East Texas, and I grew up in middle-class suburbs with decorative flower beds and Yard of the Month awards. We often had different ideas about what sounded like fun. I won't even let it out of the cage when it's in the kids' bedrooms, she continued. Their bedrooms? All right, don't get wound up. We can keep him in the living room if that's what you want. I shuddered. And have you thought of what we'll do with this possum once the kids have seen it? She hemmed and hawed in the tone of someone trying to find a polite answer to an irrelevant question. Well, we could release it into the park by your house. Sensing my dissatisfaction.